Well, Altona's camp was just a little bit below there then.
It's just a mile above here. I think it's right. It's about a mile up here and a mile and a quarter or something. And I'm 3 miles up from there. We measured it iron red down right from for the dog races for the people in town. They wanted to measure 3 mile race and across the river and back on the other side. They wanted a six mile race that time. And we measured it with a long rope. From the lower slip in town here to the fish right in front of the camp was 3 miles exactly.
So when you were fishing up there, did you ever work with Dago Kid or Altona?
Yeah. I fished for them part of 2 summers, I think. Did Altona say that?
She mentioned it, but she didn't say anything else about it. What was that like?
I done everything. They had boarding dogs that summer. I cooked dog feed and I get the fish out of the wheels and I take care of the wheels. When the water is dropping, I push them out. When it's raising, I push them in a little. I went to the nearest wheels in the morning, 5 o'clock. And I put them on the cutting table, and then I'd go to the furthest wheels. I'd have my breakfast, and then I'd go to the furthest wheels. But by the time they got the first batch bring in, they have them all well cut. And I help pack fish into the smokehouse. I didn't cut any that time. I was way before I was married.
How did you like working for him?
Well, I got along fine. Yeah, he gave me a lot of privileges with his dogs. He had about 31 or 40 dogs of his own. Just how come I... In 1925, I picked out 7 of his best dogs and I hauled the serum down to Whiskey Creek from here. I told him, why don't you take that job? But he was too old and he couldn't drive dogs anymore. And especially night driving, it was pitch dark. So several times I stopped with my flashlight and looked to see if the leader was on the trail. It was hard all over, windswept. And I wanted to make sure I was on the trail, but he was right on the trail. He had a darn good leader, Prince. I was one of those that one of the fellows that made the best time, but I never said nothing about it. Picking out 7 dogs out of 31 to 35 dogs. And he let me use them any time I want to go somewhere. I just ask him for the dogs, he just tell me go right ahead. I take the load out to Poor Man or Long Creek or in between those places. Haul some freight. He never charged me for them dogs. Because he knew that I would take care of him good. Feed him good.
What's the main thing you have to watch out for if you're going to take care of dogs like that?
Well, see that they're well fed, watered. And everything in general, you got to treat them nice. Treat them all alike. Like your own dog.
What kind of a woman was your wife anyway?
Was whose wife?
Yours.
Oh, she was an Athabascan. She was going to school at Cochrane. She was a damn good woman. She raised all my kids. She even wanted to work with me out in the trap line, but I had them 1 year, and I thought better of it to leave her at home. We had a bunch of kids, and they had to have schooling, so I couldn't take them up every year. And to take them up, I'd have to have a bigger boat. There's the things that we needed in life out in the woods was so enormous. He said, I didn't have enough boats. So I left them at Cochrane's. I built a great big house. I had the biggest house in Cochrane.
Do you remember what the size was?
30 by 22. One-story building, but there was all partitioned rooms. Dining room, front, living room, bedrooms. Everybody just traveled up that way. Some of them didn't even stay in the roadhouse. they spend the night with us. As we fed better, and no man ever left my house hungry. I had something for everybody all the time. The old lady had something.
Well, when you got married to her, what was that wedding like?
It was what?
What was your wedding like when you got married to her?
It was a pretty good wedding. I got married right here. I had to go up in Tom Devine's big gas boat to pick her up. It was laughable there. And I had to make two trips. I went up the first time and her father and mother were all drunk. And they had to sign a release paper. I couldn't get them to sign. They were dead drunk. Then I came back down and I went up again. That time they were sober. They signed a paper for me to go ahead and marry her. We courted each other for about a year. Yes, I had the privilege of getting married before that, but I wouldn't get married. I'd pick out, waited and seen the poor girl of a poor family, and I married her instead. I married school teachers, white women. But I thought I'd marry a poor girl and give her a home. And I did the right thing. We lived for 42 years together until she died of cancer. On the table, please. Very emotional man. It's pretty hard for me to talk about this.
Yeah, I know it's like that with people who really get in love. It's a pretty hard thing to separate yourself sometimes.
Yep.
She must have been a fantastic woman.
She was a darn good woman. Took me years to find a girl like that. Everyone you ask along the river, they say she was a good woman. I never quarreled with her. I had no reason to ever quarrel with her. She took care of the kids when I'm away. The money parts, she handled it well. She took care of a lot of my business. She wanted to go woodcutting with me, just to cook for me. But I wouldn't have that. She goes in the woods, she'd do as much work as I do. Whether I want her to work or not, she just dive right in and work. Yes, she was an honest woman. She took care of people's money and other things that she needed taken care of. She handled all those things for different people. And she was a good cook. My girl, she had a good table all the time. I can verify that from her daughters. Down as Glena or Ruby or Tano. Or elsewhere. They can say one thing that makes me proud of them is that I treated them well. They had lots to eat, clothes to wear, even money. I had every one of them get married as soon as they're of age. So they're all married. Yes, they're all married now. And the boys are pretty near all married, except Morris Missed all. Morris. That one in Rampart, he's not married. But she's living with a woman who's a real battle axe. When she's drunk, she's mean, but outside of that, when she's sober, she's the finest girl in the world. I guess you know, you saw them come through Manly, Harold and his girlfriend, Jenny, what the hell? Jenny Evans?
Yeah, I sure have heard of them, but I don't think that... I don't think I saw him over there yet.
He talked to me from Rampart sometime, once or twice, over the phone. I was at Tanna. He was coming through from Fairbanks. He stopped at Mandy for a little while. And then he flew over to Rampart. They flew over to Rampart. I was looking for them that time, but... They never come by ten now. They flew directly over to Rampart. But I saw them this spring again. Just as soon as the river got clear of ice, I went up with Woods' family. You know them, do you?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question about land claims.
Land claims?
Yeah. How's the land claims, how's that affect you? What do you think about it?
I don't know enough of the land claims. So far, I think it's all right. I never delved in that land claim business, so I don't know much about it, and I wouldn't know anything about it to speak of that.
You think they're pretty fair with you?
They have been pretty fair with me so far. I have no kick against land claim people. Although one summer I made a little speech down at Glenham. They were fighting the government over Mount Novi River. I put in a kick about that. No river. Well, I'd never go up there again anyway, but my children would. So I put in a kick out there. I said no against the government making the, what they was going to make. They were going to reserve that whole Novi for, what in the heck was it anyway?
That wildlife refuge?
Mm-hmm. Wildlife refuge or something that to that effect. The people all kicked about that. The people of Tano and as far as New Ladder or Caltech. Because people used to come up from Caltech and New Ladder and Keokuk and Loudoun, which was then a town, it has been changed over to Galena now. They used to come up here every fall, the natives hunt moose. They'd come up in a bunch, two summers that I know of. Fellas from Tano, Rampart, fellas from Crossjacket. They used to come down and get their moose, and they'd have a swell trip of it. People in canoes, some in gas boats.
They help each other out up there?
Yeah. What you said?
Would they help each other out when they're hunting up there?
Oh, they would. They always did.
What kind of things would they do?
Like transportation. For didn't have enough gas. They see the other people from places like Cochrane or this town below here, they needed something. They seen to it that they had everything they wanted, like gas and oil and grub. They help one another that way. Scenic something that they were trying to make out of it. They were going to bar us, even us people, from going up Novi to hunt moose or bears or anything like that. So far I haven't heard a damn thing about it for about four or five years now.
Why do you think they wanted to do that?
I don't know. There's a couple of for us in Congress that I understand is at the head of all that. They don't know the conditions of this country and the ways and life of life. They're sitting outside smoking big fat cigars, have good office jobs. They seem to know everything about what the ways and life of this country, that they make these laws.
So what would happen if they said that nobody could go up there?
Well, they didn't stop nobody from going up there, but they imposed some law that we can't fish or trap. If the Novi was turned over to them, but right now I notice they haven't imported anything. We can go up Novi to hunt moose whenever it's open.
Are there people that go up there to hunt that just take out the horns?
Yeah. There's a lot of people do that, just leave the meat rot. Us people, we depend off of that country, and we kill moose as we need it. We don't go up for the sake of glory and going up and shoot a moose and just take the horns and let the meat rot. Which in lots of cases I heard of people doing in recent years. Some of them get caught and they pay a heavy fine, but they keep coming just the same.
What do people around here think about that?
I don't know. I don't like it myself. I object to it. Things like that, wantonly killed and not for myself, but especially for the next generation or this generation. They depend on going up Novi for trapping and hunting.
Well, those people that kill those moose just for the horns, why do you think they do that?
I have no idea.
Have you ever met any of those people?
No. I have never met. Oh, I've probably talked to someone, but I never talked to them people about their who's going up nowhere and things like that.
What kind of people are they usually?
Mostly white. There's natives that's gone up there with them, like what's his name, Philip Tano. Miller, Alfred Miller, or something like that. He went up there to Novi and he shot a moose, evidently, and a fellow come there, a white fellow come there, he said, "That's my moose." He shot over his head several times, I understand, and he got out of there pretty fast. This white fellow cut the head off and left the moose there to rot or spoil. That's the story I got one fall, 2-3 years ago. This Miller shot the moose, he knows he shot the moose, but this white fellow claimed that moose anyhow. Because it had big antlers or something. I don't know what they do with the antlers after they get them. I know the antlers, they make it into some form or decorate their homes with it. I had some myself, big antlers, 50, 60-inch antlers. I decorated my homes up at Novi with it.
You know, it seems like over the years, a lot of times people of one race treat people of another race kind of different. Or maybe they don't treat them so good. And it seems like Ruby was probably that way a little bit, maybe in the 20s and 30s. And that kind of thing they call prejudice.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was wondering what it was like then and what it's like now around here.
Well, since I lost my hearing, I don't go around much. I very seldom go around and listen to whatever the people is talking about. And since I went blind, and especially, I used to listen to the news every day, But I don't even hear that anymore. I said, lost my hearing. And I'm old, and I guess I don't give a darn anymore for the way things turn out. Is it in the afternoon now?
Yeah. What time is it, do you think, Yvonne? Yeah, it's 1 o'clock now.
Oh, it's halftime. I wanted to go to the store before 5. They close up at 5 or 5:30.
Oh, yeah, well, you got plenty of time then.
Gee, we brought those rolls on the ground.
Gee, we brought some more of those rolls we had the other day.
Oh, you brought some?
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah, but I haven't had my breakfast yet. Glenn was supposed to cook breakfast for me, but he up and left too.